I will try to, good afternoon everybody, I'll try to speed through as quickly as I can, but not too quickly for the translation. PPL is a music licensing company based in London. We look after 6,000 record companies and 50,000 performers. We license sound recordings for public performance, so that's bars, restaurants, nightclubs, offices and factories in the UK. We also license broadcasters, so that's like the BBC across TV and radio, and then various commercial radio, and then various commercial TV channels. And then we also license various online services. What I was going to talk to you today was the challenges that PPL has faced by online and what that's done to our business. Back in 2008, we realized that the challenges faced by online meant that we had to rethink the model we had so that we could provide appropriate services to the business users that want access to sound recordings and also to the record companies and performers that we were acting for to provide them the appropriate transparency around what's being used and how we pay them. One of the problems with the internet is that the volumes tend to go through the roof. So traditionally, we'd have to do all these things anyway, but when you're licensing commercial radio that might just use a few hundred tracks in a year, it becomes a very different level of operation to handle that. When you move on to the internet, you introduce a number of different aspects. So sound recording copyright is something that can be split. So at the ownership level, you might have different owners for broadcast as opposed to online activity. You then have the situation where there are many more uses of sound recordings on the internet than traditionally from broadcast and public performance in the UK. So again, everything you're doing needs to be scaled up to handle that. So what we did back in 2008 was we took on board the consultancy practice Deloitte, and we started working on completely replacing all of our back office systems. Now, I know that you've heard today, over the last few days, about a number of different initiatives to try to deal with the online activity and making access to rights much easier. But this is what we've been doing in the UK. Everything we've done in the UK, though, has always been predicated on the basis that if we get things right in the UK for record companies and performers, there may well be some further multi-territory opportunities that come out of that for the benefit of business users and for the music industry. So what we thought was that the best way of providing access to copyright or sound recordings for users was actually to go right back to basics. And so we've spent a considerable amount of time in trying to deal with the identifying the correct owners of sound recordings and the performers that appear on those tracks. Now, as I say, that might seem like a reasonably easy job, but when you're trying to deal with the last 50 years of the music industry and the different requirements for data over that time, and then also the complications of working, of moving from a physical product world to a digital world, interesting. We've all survived. One of the challenges there has been that we have to receive many millions of sound recordings, which are then placed onto very numerous different products, and we are told by numerous different record companies about the same tracks. So the amount of infrastructure we've had to put into place to try to deduplicate that information to make sure that every time we're told about a certain recording being on a different product, we are making sure we realize it's still the same recording when it should be the same recording. And as I say, while that sounds reasonably simple on the face of it, that actually at the very heart of what we've been doing over the last 3 years has been a really crucial factor in making sure we get that right. If we get that right, which we're starting to do now with the release of our new repertoire database, it means that all your downstream processes become that much easier. It means that when you come to match what has been played by your internet services and your broadcasters, etc., it means that when you come to match and you've got just the one correct candidate to match to, it means you're being more accurate in what you're doing. If you have duplications or errors in the original data, it just bogs everything down and having to have more manual intervention and makes things much, much more difficult. Then again, if you're then, when you're providing access to the users so they can identify what they're allowed to use under their licenses, if the search functionality is not allowing a really clear view of what you're allowed to use, again, that provides uncertainness for those users, and again, can slow them down in allowing what they're allowed to use. And again, so we're very, very clearly been trying to provide a much clearer picture of what they can use. So ultimately, what the internet has meant for ourselves has been going back to basics with the systems we have providing that, and trying to provide a very clear, smooth process to allow very clear identification for the broadcasters and service providers as to what they're able to use. And then equally, it means that we are then being much more accurate when we've identified what's been used as to who the correct owner is, and then who the performers are on those tracks to actually pay them. And so I think that, as I say, what the internet has done for PPL has meant that we've spent the last 3 years working with the record companies and performers to actually now get to a position where we have a lot better, clearer picture of who owns what, which performers have performed on which tracks, and we now have the infrastructure to allow a much more accurate ability to license, and then to make sure that we're paying the correct performers and record companies. And I think, because of the shortage of time and us being to be very quick today, I think I will stop there and will allow any questions later on. Thank you.